楚，我这次的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹交通，丰丰富富进神的国。
I believe brothers and sisters are all clear about my burden for this time to enter abundantly into the kingdom of God.
感谢主，这次主让我跟 Lucio 我们同样领受这个负担。
Thank the Lord. This time, the Lord has given the same burden with Brother Lucille and me.
我们都知道，今天我们这个世代是面临着国度降临时代。
We know we are living in a time to receive the coming of the Lord's kingdom.
所以我们需要在主跟前好好的有预备。
We do need to prepare.For the Lord.
主留我们在最末了的世代。
The Lord has left us in these last days.
主也把历世历代圣徒所向往的那个最好的机会留给我们。
God also given us the best opportunity through all the history.
所以希望我们不失去这个机会。
We hope that we will not miss this good opportunity.
仰望主的怜悯。
Look to the mercies of the Lord.
让我们预备好我们的自己，来迎接我们的主。
So we can all prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
我们昨天晚上已经讲到。
Last night we mentioned.
在今天这个世代当中。
In this time.
没有什么事情比能进神国度更重要。
Nothing can compare with the importance of entering the kingdom of God.
如果你进不了神的国度，
If you cannot enter into the kingdom,
弟兄姊妹们，做任何的事物都是白费。
Whatever thing you do, just a waste of time.
我们要把这个放在我们生命中最重要的地位上。
We need to put this in the most important place in our life.
主回来的日子非常非常的临近。
The day of the Lord's return is so imminent.
所以求主，这一次真的是对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our heart in this conference.
让我们从这里出去之后。
So after we go back from this conference,
我们真的把这件事情摆在我们生命中最重要的地位上。
We can truly place this matter in the most important place in our life.
那么，我想我们请弟兄姊妹呢和我一起来先读一点主的话。
Let us first read some scriptures.
我们今天晚上呢要读彼得后书第二章。
Tonight we want to read the second chapter of the second Peter.
彼得后书第二章。
Chapter 2 of second Peter.
我想我们要从第一节先读到第九节。
We'll read first from verse 1 to verse 9.
或者我们一节一节读啊，我读一点中文，那么请弟兄读一点英文。
We'll read verse by verse.
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父，私自引进陷害人的异端，连卖他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
But false prophets also arose among people, just as there will also be false teachers among you.Who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves.
将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned.
他们因有贪心要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利，他们的刑罚自古以来必不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
In their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep.
就是天使犯了罪， 神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment.
神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
And did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly.
又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。
And if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who would live ungodly lives thereafter.
只搭救了那常为恶人引起忧伤的义人罗德。
And if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of the unprincipled man.
因为那义人住在他们中间，看见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
For by what he saw and heard that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds.
主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。
Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment.
第13节。
Verse 13.
就前面一句，行的不义就得了不义的工价。
Suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong.
15节。
Verse 15.
他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. If I follow the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
第二十一节
Verse 21.
他们晓得义路，并背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandments handed on to them.
我们回到第一章
Let's go back to chapter 1.
我们看十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about this calling and election. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
第十三节
Verse 13.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
I consider it right, as long as I'm in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder.
然后我们看十六节到十八节
16-18.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him.By the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
我们都请低头一点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a full word of prayer.
主啊，我们恭敬地把这个聚会交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we reverently commit this meeting into your hands.
我们求你用你的灵运行在这个聚会中。
We ask that you, by your Holy Spirit, move in this meeting.
开我们众人的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
借着你永远的灵
through your eternal spirit,
再次把我们带到变化山上
once again bring us all up to the mountain of transfiguration,
让我们能看见使徒彼得所看见
so we can see what Apostle Peter have seen,
但愿国度的荣耀吸引我们
may the glory of your kingdom draw us,
在这个末后的时代
in these last days,
我们知道你的旨意很快就要成就
we know your will be fulfilled soon,
我们知道你的再来就在眼前。
We know your coming back is at the door.
愿我们都预备好我们的心。
May we all prepare our heart.
让我们渴慕能够进国度。
That we all long for entering into your kingdom.
主啊，对我们的心说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts.
仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
所以愿今天晚上你荣耀你自己的圣名在聚会中。
May tonight you glorify your own holy name in this meeting.
我们一同把敬拜感感谢爱戴都归给你。
Together we give all glory and praise and worship and adoration unto you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道彼得在晚年的时候
，We know Peter in his old age,
写了这一封宝贵又成熟的书信
，and wrote this precious and mature.Letter,
他乃是激励神的百姓
to encourage God's people,
要好好地预备自己
to prepare themselves well,
希望我们都能够丰丰富富进主的国
then we all can abundantly enter into the kingdom of God.
保罗在这里用了一个主永远的国
Peter here used this word, the eternal kingdom of God.
我们知道圣经里面关于国度有许多不同的说法。
We know in the Bible concerning the kingdom, there are many different ways of saying it.
在马太福音里面讲的天国。
In book of Matthew mentioned the kingdom of God.
约翰里面讲到神的国。
Book of John talk about the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我想我们必须记得一件事。
We need to remember one thing.
神的国只有一个。
The kingdom of God is only, there is only one kingdom.
神不是在这里有三个国度，只有一个国度。
It's not like God has three kingdoms, but only one.
当然他用了一种一些不同的说法，有他的不同的含义在里面。
Of course, using different expressions, they have different meanings.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们没有一个把它弄混了。
I hope brothers and sisters don't be confused about it.
神的国只有一个。
God's kingdom is only one.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。那么，主在圣经里面给我们有不同的一些的指示。
But we thank the Lord through the Bible, He has given different expressions to the same kingdom.
啊，马太福音讲到天国。
Matthew's Gospel talk about the kingdom of heaven.
主说，努力的人才能进天国。
The Lord says, those who are violent can come into the kingdom.
所以我们也知道，将来主的国度降临的时候，第一个出现的是天国。
So when the Lord's kingdom comes, the first appearance is the kingdom of heaven.
所以主鼓励我们要进天国。
So the Lord encourages us to enter into this kingdom of heaven.
但他说呢，努力的人才能进去。
But only those who strive and make an effort can enter into it.
啊，尼弟兄啊，曾经解释这个话。
And Brother Ni once explained this word.
他说什么是努力呢？
What does it mean by being violent?
他说这个努力这个字在希腊原文里面呢。
And in this original text.
是要把自己打得个鼻青眼肿的。
Is someone who beat themselves up？
啊，意思就是说呢，这些人要进天国，他们是尽所有一切的努力的。
Means that they actually make every effort to enter into this kingdom。
当然，对今天地上的圣徒来讲
，But today to the saints in this world，
真是有这种心智的人并不多。
Not many saints have this kind of determination。
我们许多的时候鼓励弟兄姊妹们多花点时间亲近主。
Sometimes we encourage brothers and sisters to spend more time drawing near to the Lord.
多聚点会。
coming to the meetings more and to serve the Lord more. And they all feel so difficult.
所以你何况呢,你要叫他把自己打个鼻青眼肿,
not to mention that they need to beat themselves up for doing it. Most people cannot do it.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 是的, 有很多弟兄们的解释说,
many brothers explain this. This means that only the overcomer can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是彼得没有用天国这个字,
but Peter didn't use this word kingdom of heaven.
他用主永远的国,
he used this word the eternal kingdom of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 我感觉说呢, 彼得呢, 把这个度量是比较拉大一点,
we feel like Peter has actually enlarged this, the measure of this kingdom.
他是顾全呢, 所有神的儿女,
and he is considering all children of God.
所以他说他写是给那些与我们同得一样好会信心的人。So
he has written this letter to all of those who have received the same kind of faith.
所以呢,
so this will bring encouragement to all brothers and sisters.
所以我觉得今天呢，我们不需要把这些国度的问题把它放在一起，那么来解释。So
today there's no need for us to bring all the expressions of the kingdom together and explain them all.
既然彼得说的是主永远的国,
now that Peter mentioned the eternal kingdom of the Lord,
那我们就讲永远。
So let's just focus on the eternal kingdom of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想我要开头的时候把这个呢稍微给弟兄姊妹们，做一点点的解释。So
I want at the beginning to explain this a little bit.
我们昨天已经说过了。
Last night we talked about this.
彼得后书呢是一卷完整书信。
The second Peter is a complete letter.
而他的中心思想呢是在第一章的第十三节到十六节啊。The
central theme or thought is in first chapter verses 13 to 16.
那就是变化山。Verse
16 to 18 is concerning the mountain of transfiguration.
彼得在变化山上,
Peter on that mountain
看见主变形象,
has seen the Lord has changed his appearance.
他看见了大君王的威容,
he has actually witnessed the great glory, the majestic glory of the king.
他看见耶稣基督道成肉身在地上把一个完全人的形象表现出来。
He has seen the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Word of God, has manifest the full meaning, glory of a man. He understood the meaning of the kingdom.
我们说过,
we mentioned that this matter becomes the most important matter in the heart of Peter. Even in his old age, we know at that time he was about to mutter. He knew he was about to exit from this world. So he wants to share with brothers and sisters the most important matter in his heart. But this matter is concerning this eternal kingdom of the Lord. Brothers and sisters,
我们昨天晚上已经说过了,
last night we mentioned this.
因为彼得看见了神国度的荣耀,
because Peter has seen the glory of the kingdom of the Lord.
所以他鼓励我们要殷勤,
so he encouraged us to be more diligent.
好好地追求,
so we shall pursue well.
那么预备好我们自己,
prepare ourselves,
希望我们能够丰丰富富进神国,
so we can enter into this kingdom abundantly.
所以昨天呢, 我们讲到, 彼得讲到我们正面的追求,
So last night, Peter talks about the positive aspect of our pursuit.
到第二章的时候呢,
Now comes to the second chapter.
我们看见这整章的圣经，彼得用了非常严厉的话来提醒神的百姓。
We see throughout this chapter, Peter used many very strict words to remind God's people.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们不仅有正面的追求,
We shall not only have the positive pursuit,
我们对于负面的事物我们也需要有警惕。
And we also need to be mindful of those negative aspects.
他这里告诉我们要避免错误。
Here talks about how to avoid the mistakes, the errors.
要行走正路。
To walk upon the right way.
当我们读整个彼得后书第二章的时候，
If you read the second chapter of 2 Peter,
我们觉得彼得用的话实在是非常的严厉。
We feel like Peter chooses to use very strict words.
这些话都是我们不敢用的。
And those expressions that we dare not to use.
在讲台上即使读起来都觉得很可怕。
Even when we read the scriptures on the podium and we feel they are so dreadful.
为什么是这样呢?
Why is it so?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得彼得是从神那个公义的角度来看。
No, Peter look at this matter from the perspective of God's righteous or just.
在圣经里面启示。
The Bible reveals.
神是公义的神。
Our God is a just God.
神公义的要求是非常可怕。
The demand of God's justice is so dreadful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们晓得将来我们都要面临神公义的要求，公义的审判。
We know we all will be facing this judgment of God's justice.
这个严厉到一个什么样的地步呢？
And it is so strict to such extent.
我用福音书中间的一些的比喻说明一下。
I want to illustrate with some examples from the Gospels.
如果你读马太福音第五章。
If you read Matthew chapter 5,
主曾经说你如果跟你的对头在路上，
The Lord says, if you are on the way with your adversary,
最好在路途上面你就赶快把它和解了。
And you better reconcile with them on the way.
不要弄到法院里去。
Do not wait until you come to the judge.
接着下面主就说了一句话。
And the Lord continues to say,
就说你们若有一文钱没有还清，就从那里不能出来。
Even without, if you have not paid with one cent, then you cannot come out from prison.
弟兄姊妹们，神的公义就是要，神的公义更超过的，一文钱没有还清，你出不来的。
And God's justice demands that if you do not pay at all, then you cannot come out.
到路加福音第十二章那里说啊。
When it comes to the 12th chapter of Luke,
不是一文钱，是半文钱，你如果没付清都不行。
It's not just one penny, but even half a penny.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神公义的要求是非常的严厉的。
So the demanding of God's justice is so strict.
我们知道在神的跟前呢，我们一切所有的事情都是赤裸敞开的。
We know before God, everything of us is laid open, naked.
我们人呢，常常有投机的心理。
And we often are optimistic.
我们有很多的软弱失败，我把它遮遮掩掩的。
And we want to hide and some weaknesses.
但圣经告诉我们，你将来是无可躲避的。
But the Bible says there is no way to hide.
每一样事物你都要供出来。
Everything, every word you have to confess.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么可怕的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, such a dreadful matter.
所以呢，在主的跟前，最好的情况是什么呢
？So the best condition before the Lord，
你不需要遮掩什么。
That you do not, you have nothing to hide。
我们是什么样，就是什么样。
Whatever we are, we just present them。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们需要主自己公义的怜悯。
We need the mercies of the Lord for His justice。
神要义人。
God demand a righteous person.
在圣经里面呢，让我们看见啊，这个神所要的，神所说的是义人跟恶人的分别。
And what God talks about is the difference between a righteous man and an unrighteous man.
那我们人呢，中间讲是好坏，好人坏人。
But for us, we like to talk about good men or bad men.
神所注重的不是好人坏人。
But what God emphasizes is not good or bad.
神也不要好人。
God doesn't need a good person.
啊，所以今天很多人说呢，你不能说呢，这个所有人都下天堂，下地狱，应该好人上天堂。
Today, people saying you cannot say all will go to hell. Only good, we need to have good people go to heaven.
但圣经告诉我们呢，是义人才能上天堂。
But the Bible tells us only the righteous can go to heaven.
啊，神不在乎你是好人坏人。
God doesn't care whether you are good or bad.
我们更糟糕是我们生活在地上，我们是跟随利益，有利我们就做，没利就不做，对吧？
What's worse is that we actually are pursuing benefit interest, a benefit. If it's beneficial, then we do it. If it's not, then we don't do it.
但是神所注重的是义人跟恶人。
But what God emphasizes is the difference between righteous and unrighteous.
将来神的国降临的时候，那是一个公义的国度。
When the kingdom of God comes, it is the kingdom of righteousness.
所以马太福音第六章三十三节那里告诉我们。
So Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 it says,
他说你们要先求神的国和他的义。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
所以我们看见国度跟公义是走在一起。
So we see kingdom goes hand in hand with his righteousness.
所以神的国是公义的国。
The kingdom of God is the kingdom of righteousness.
在其中呢都是应该是义人。
So in it, all are righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，神恨恶人。
God hates the wicked and unrighteous.
为什么神恨恶人？
Why does God hate the unrighteous?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
我们晓得恶人没有办法达到神的目的。
The unrighteous people cannot achieve fulfill God's purpose.
在希腊文的圣经里面讲到这个罪的时候，
In the Greek text, talk about the word sin.
不仅是讲到我们的行为态度的问题。
Not only talks about our behavior, our attitude.
它更重要是什么呢？讲到 miss the mark， 就是你达不到目的。
But it emphasizes that we have missed the mark. We cannot fulfill God's purpose.
犯罪的人、恶人是达不到神的目的。
Those criminals and those who are sinning cannot achieve God's purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们蒙恩得救之后，
today after we are saved by grace,
其实我们已经承受很大的恩典。
We have already received great grace.
我们因着相信耶稣基督，
through believing in our Lord Jesus Christ,
因着他的宝血被称为义。
Because of his precious blood, we are justified.
神已经把我们摆在一个称义的地位上。
God has placed us on this position of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Sisters,
所以因此基督徒的生活在地上应该是行义的生活。
That's why the life of a Christian on earth shall be a life of righteous, doing righteous thing.
尤其在我们今天这个时代，
especially in our times,
我们感觉这是一个不义的时代。
This indeed is a time of unrighteousness.
地上的万国没有公义。
There is no righteousness among all the nations of the world.
很多当政的人都是不义的。
Many ruling people are not righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们已经生活在这一个可怕的环境的里面。
We are already living in this dreadful environment.
我们要知道，我们是一个蒙恩得救的人。
We know, we shall know, we are a person saved by grace.
主已经把我们摆在义的位置上面。
The Lord already placed us on this position of being righteous.
因为有他的血洁净我们。
Because we have the precious blood of the Lord to cleanse us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天需要蒙主的恩典。
Today we shall receive more grace of God.
啊，能够行走在义路上面。
By the grace of God shall walk upon this way of righteousness.
是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们从第二章里面看见
，from the second chapter of Second Peter，
那有许多犯罪的例子。
Those are many examples of sinning，
有很多犯错误的例子。
Or making mistakes。
今天在神的百姓中啊，
today among God's people,
我们对罪我们是比较有感觉。
We have some sense of when we have sinned.
但是对犯错误好像不太有感觉。
But we may not have some feeling toward mistakes.
其实在神的眼中，犯错误跟犯罪是同样的严重。
In the eyes of the Lord, to make mistakes is the same as sinning.
你看主耶稣，你看旧约的这个利未记。
Look at the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament.
那里有讲到有赎罪祭。
Talk about this sin offering.
但也有赎愆祭。
And also there is guilt offering.
所以这两件事情是并行的。
These two things are parallel.
所以今天我们不仅不可以犯，不应该犯罪。
Not only shall we not sin today,
我们也不应该犯错误。
We shall not make any mistakes.
因为彼得很清楚。
It's very clear to Peter.
如果你犯了罪，犯了错误。
If you made a mistake, if you sinned,
你可能没有办法丰丰富富进主的国。
You may not be able to enter into the kingdom abundantly.
所以在第二章的里面，他讲到许多负面的东西。
That's why in the second chapter he spoke about a lot of negative things.
如果我们仔细读圣经，
if we read the Bible carefully,
我们就发现圣经不仅讲正面的东西。
We realize the Bible not only talk about good things, negative things.
圣经中有很多负面的例子。
And Bible also gave us a lot of negative examples.
甚至呢，我们可以说负面的东西可能还多过正面。
Maybe even more than positive.
因为主知道我们是罪人。
Because God knows we are sinners.
我们很容易犯罪，很容易犯错。
So we are easily sinning or making mistakes.
所以圣经里面用了很多负面的例子在这里来警戒我们。
So the Bible used many negative examples to warn us.
所以在第一章的里面，彼得在正面鼓励我们。
So the first chapter, Peter encouraged us with positive message.
那么到了第二章，他就用负面的事情来警戒我们。
It comes to the second chapter, he warns us with many negative examples.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须认识神的公义。
We have to understand know God's righteousness.
只有当你认识什么是公义，
only after you understand what it means by God's justice,
你才会有敬畏神的心。
Then you will have a heart of fearing God.
我们都知道这个敬畏是非常重要的事。
We know fearing God is a very important matter.
原文的意思就是怕神。
The original meaning is that you are afraid of God.
我深深感觉我们所处这个时代，
I deeply feel the times that we are in,
地上的教会已经失去敬畏。
The church on earth has lost its fear of the Lord.
没有人怕神。
Nobody is afraid of God.
我们都觉得神是爱，所以呢，我们就不害怕。
Because God is love, so we are not afraid of Him.
但是敬畏是多么重要的一件事情。
But to fear God is so crucial.
我们何等需要有敬畏神的心。
How much we need a heart of fearing the Lord.
马拉基在四百年的黑暗开始的时期，
In the beginning of that 400 years of darkness, the prophet Malachi
讲到地上光景的荒凉，
and Malachi prophesied about the dark situations on the earth.
但是在那个荒凉的年间，
However, in that dark and desolate times,
他说有一些敬畏耶和华的人，
But there are those who fear the Lord.
他们不受环境的影响，
They were not affected by their environment. When they talked about God together, they were there thinking about God.
这般人是非常少数。
But only a few people like that.
所以到了路加福音开头的时候，
So in the time of the beginning in the book of Luke,
我们就看见有少数的人他们蒙恩。
We see there are few people who are actually receive grace.
他们是成为迎接主道成肉身第一次到地上来的人。
So they became the first group of people to uttering the first coming of the Lord.
所以同样在这个末后的时代，
The same way in this last day,
如果我们要迎接主耶稣基督第二次的降临，
If we want to receive the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们需要有敬畏的心。
We need to have a heart of fearing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
敬畏的生活非常非常重要。
A life of fearing the Lord is so crucial.
我有一次跟一位年长的弟兄谈到这个事情。
One time I had a conversation with an elderly brother.
他就笑着说啊。
He spoke to me with a smile.
他说在1930年代。
He said back in the 1930s.
在中国。
In China.
他说那个时候呢。神的儿女们对真理的认识并不是很多。
He said, at that time, the knowledge of the truth among God's people are not that many.
但是那些人敬畏神。
But those brothers and sisters fear the Lord.
很多事情都不敢做的。
They dare not to do many things.
很多话语不敢讲。
Many words they dare not to say.
他说现在正好相反。
Now is the opposite.
现在我们真理知道很多。
Now we know many truths.
但是呢，没有那个敬畏。
However, we lack that fear of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们处在一个非常危险的时代。
We're living in a very dangerous time.
但愿我们能像那黑暗时期四百年中的那些敬畏主的人一样。
May we become like that small group of people living in that 400 year darkness.
你认识公义，你才会有敬畏。
Only when you know God's righteousness, then you have that fear of the Lord.
你有了敬畏，你才不敢犯罪。
That when you have that fear of God, you dare not to sin.
你有了敬畏，你才不敢犯错。
And when you have that fear of the Lord, you dare not to make a mistake.
所以这个敬畏神，对我们来讲是一个很大的保护。
So to us, fearing the Lord is a great protection.
我们常常有时候埋怨环境太坏了。
Sometimes we complain about the circumstances are too bad.
我们所处这个时代啊，实在是太可怕。
And these times that we are living in are so parallel.
几个礼拜前呢，我就做了一个白内障的手术啊。
A few weeks ago, I had a surgery to remove my cataract.
那么我跟那个医院里面的护士打电话。
So I called the nurse in the hospital.
她问了我很多问题。
She asked many questions.
她最后问我。
Lastly,
她说啊，你是男性还是女性？
She asked, are you, gender-wise, are you a man or a woman?
还是什么中性
Or neutral.
哎，我听了，我开头听不懂，我说你说什么
At first, I was confused. What do you say? What do you ask?
她就再讲一遍。
So she asked once more.
我说我当然是个男的。
I told her, of course I'm a man.
真是叫你很生气啊。
So I'm so agitated.
这是什么世界啊？
What kind of a world we're living in?
我们已经到了什么样的时代了？
What kind of times we're in?
这个世界已经乱成这样了吗？
This world is in such a mess.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
环境可以乱。
The circumstances have become so confusing.
环境可以败坏。
It can be so corrupt.
环境可以充满了试探引诱。
Can be full of temptations.
我记得多年前一位年长的姊妹讲了一句非常宝贵的话。
I remember an elderly sister spoke this precious word many years ago.
她说，环境不会败坏人。
She says the circumstance won't corrupt people.
环境只会显明人。
But it will reveal what kind of person you are.
因为你里面有贪心，它前来你就显明你了。
Because there is greed in your inside, then the circumstance will reveal your greediness.
你里面如果淫乱的思想，淫乱就把你显明了。
If you have this adulterous thought, then a circumstance will reveal your adultery.
弟兄姊妹们。
Sisters,
今天我们需要经过环境的考验。
Today we have to go through the testing of circumstances.
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need God's mercy.
我们不能被环境打倒了。
We cannot be overcome by our environment.
今天对神的儿女们的这个考验比以前来得更严重。
Today the testing of God's people is more severe than before.
因为我们周遭的环境一片的冷漠。
Because the surrounding about us is so desolate.
所以很容易别人昏睡我们就跟着一起睡了。
So easy for other people to be fall asleep, then we also slumber.
这真是一个不警醒的时代。
This is indeed a time that not waking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，仇敌却是从来不打盹睡觉的。
Brothers and sisters, our enemy is never slumbering.
都需要主的恩典。
We need God's grace.
你们有读过这个一个斯布珍的一个小故事吗？
Have you ever heard about a small story by Spurgeon?
斯布珍弟兄啊， 他一天晚上做梦。
One night he had a dream.
他梦到他去他平常去的有个大的礼拜堂。
So he dreamed about that great tabernacle, tabernacle he went to preach.
他就看见了在那聚会的人呢。
So he saw those coming people coming to the meeting.
大家都无精打采。
Everyone is dispirited.
很多人就睡觉。
Many people fell asleep.
就打盹。
And they were slumbering, napping.
那个讲道的人呢，也是有气无力。
And the preacher was also without any energy.
他忽然听见打呼的声音，呼声很震天。
All of a sudden, he heard a great snoring.
他就看这个呼声从哪里来的。
So he wants to find out where does the snoring come from.
他一看，哦，原来天花板上面很多鬼呀，小鬼、大鬼、小鬼。
And then all of a sudden, he saw many demons on the ceiling. Many great demons, small demons.
因为呢，这些鬼呢，看着这些圣徒们呢，聚会这么不起劲啊。
Because all those demons are seeing all the saints in the meeting are not in a good spirit.
所以他们也都睡着了。
So they all also fell asleep.
然后呢，他又看见另外一幅景象。
And then he saw another picture.
哇，就像圣徒们在那热切的祷告。
And the group of brothers and sisters were earnestly praying.
神的儿女们迫切地主面前仰望神。
And the children of God earnestly seek the Lord.
结果就听见天花板上面嘣咚嘣咚嘣咚嘣咚声音。
Then he heard on the ceiling a lot of noises also.
那鬼啊，忙得不得了。
And those demons are also becoming very busy.
弟兄姊妹们，他就醒来了。
And then he woke up.
原来是一个梦。
It was a dream.
但是呢，却说明很多。
But this has shown the conditions of many of people of God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
哎呀，所以有的那个过去弟兄们就讲啊。
So brothers in the past have said.
他说有的神儿女们那个在属灵上的懒惰。
So for some children of God, their spiritual laziness.
懒到一个地步，连鬼都不想理你。
They were so lazy, even demons don't want to bother you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们今天处在一个昏睡的时代。
Today we are living in a time of sleeping.
我们年长弟兄曾经用了一句很厉害的话。
Our elderly brother used a very strict word to describe.
整个世界都在 coma.
He says this whole world is living in a coma.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
而在这个沉睡的情况里面
，in this condition of sleepiness，
而正是主快来的时候。
It is actually the time when the Lord is about to return.
记得马太福音二十五章那里讲的吗
？Remember what's described in chapter 25 of Matthew.
当他们都睡着了，十个童女都睡着的时候
，After the 10 virgins all fell asleep，
新郎回来了
，Bridegroom has come back.
所以弟兄姊妹们需要有预备。
Brothers and sisters, we need to prepare.
我们需要接受彼得对我们的劝告。
We need to receive the reminder of Peter.
彼得因为变化山上的那个荣耀的看见。
Because of this glorious seeing sight on the mountain of transfiguration.
所以在他生命的晚年，他吹了一个非常明亮的号角。
So in his old age, he has blown out this great clear trumpet call.
如果今天我们还听不见这个声音。
If we today refuse to hear the sound,
那主回来的时候，你必定是懊悔的。
Then when the Lord does return, you will regret.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们还不知道将来还有多少次机会能够聚在这里，对不对
？We do not know how many more opportunities of us gathering here like this.
说不定这次特会就最后一次啊。
Maybe this is the last meet conference.
好好的听主的话。
We need to hear the word of God.
接受使徒彼得。给我们的这个提醒
to receive the reminder of Apostle Peter
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
神重视公义
The Lord emphasized justice or righteousness
神对于那些犯罪和错误的事情神是非常的恨
God hate the matter of mistakes and sins
神有严厉的一个审判
And God has a severe punishment, judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主给我们的怜悯
How much we need God's mercy.
我再说不仅不要犯罪
I want to mention again, not only not to sin,
也不要犯错误。
We also do not want to make a mistake.
当然，我们不可能不犯罪，不可能不犯错误。
However, we know it's impossible for us not to sin or to make a mistake.
但是主总有挽回的这个余地。
But the Lord has a way to bring us back.
彼得曾经犯过大错，对不对？
Peter once made a great mistake.
他就犯那个几乎是不可原谅的错误。
And almost unforgivable.
但是主挽回他。
Yet the Lord has brought him back.
他深切的悔改。
He repented deeply.
他在主面前有个厉害的转变。
Has that great turning before the Lord.
他知道是主的血让他逃脱了神公义的审判。
He understands that it's the precious blood of the Lord that is let him escape that great judgment.
因此在全本圣经里面。
That's why in the entire book of the Bible,
只有彼得说主的血是宝血，宝贵的血。
Only Peter refers to the blood of the Lord as the precious blood of the Lamb.
他真实认识主的血在神公义的要求底下所显出的功效是何等的果效。
Indeed, he understood the effectiveness, the efficaciousness of the precious Lord, precious blood of the Lord.
但是我们必须真诚的悔改。
But we need to repent earnestly.
我觉得谈到悔改是神的怜悯。
And speak about repentance is by the mercy of God.
但是我们有个大的难处啊。
But there's a great difficulty in that.
我们常常是只悔不改的。
Often we just feel regret but not to change.
我们知道错了但是不改的。
We understood we are wrong but we do not want to change.
这不行的。你要结出果子来。
We need to produce fruit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主自己的怜悯。
How much we need God's mercy on us.
所以在今天这个末后的时代。
So in this time, last days,
在我们等候主回来的这个生活里面。
In our life of waiting for the Lord's return,
行义的生活是非常非常重要。
And it is very, very important to live a life of righteousness.
彼得在彼得后书二章里面举了三个例子。
Peter in second chapter gave us three examples.
都是我们很熟悉的人。
And those people we are all familiar with.
我们把他们的故事呢再稍微的来说明一下。
Let's look at their stories briefly.
弟兄姊妹们，好叫我们能够更多的被主所提醒。
So that we can be warned and reminded by the Lord once more.
那么彼得告诉我们呢
Peter told us
这个末后的日子
In the last days
将有许多的错误会出现
There will be many falsehood appearing
仇敌的工作很厉害
The works of the enemy are so severe
第一个有假师傅出现
Number one there will be false teachers
弟兄姊妹就是不真实的
And those are not teaching the truth.
所以基督徒需要追求真实。
Not true, but Christians need to pursue the truth.
不是你讲这个属灵的话，你就是这个样子。
It's not because you speak a word of truth, then you are truth.
我年轻时候看见有些弟兄们在讲台上讲圣洁、讲公义。
When I was young, I heard from the podium teachers talk about holiness.And justice.
当他们讲述，就让人感觉说他是又圣洁又公义的。
When they spoke, you feel like that person himself is holy and righteous.
弟兄姊妹，不真实的。
But sisters, that's not true, not real.
这个我们需要避免东西。
This is something we need to avoid.
那么呢，我们看见这里还有败坏的事情，淫乱。
And also here, there's a deed of corruption, adultery.
然后有。贪心贪爱钱财
and greediness, love of money.
还有呢，他们起来毁谤人，毁谤在尊位的人
and also they're rebelling against those who are in a dictatory.
所以因此呢，彼得就举了几个例子来说明。
So Peter, for this reason, gave us a few examples.
那么在这里，第一个让我们看见的就是挪亚一家的八口。
First example is Noah and the eight persons in the family of Noah.
这里特别说到主保护那个船溢到的挪亚一家八口。
Here talks about God saved Noah, one of the eight people, a preacher of righteousness.
这说明挪亚是认识神公义的。
This talks about Noah knows the righteousness of God.
所以当神启示他，神要用洪水灭世，叫他建造方舟的时候，挪亚动了敬畏的心。
When the Lord revealed to Noah he is about to bring judgment on the world by the flood, Noah has a heart of righteousness,
fear
of the Lord.
这个敬畏是因为对神的公义的认识。
And this fear of the Lord was produced because he knew the righteousness of God.
因为你敬畏神，你才会听神的话。
Only because he feared the Lord, then he can listen and obey God's word.
所以挪亚被称为传义道的挪亚。
That's why Noah is called the preacher of righteousness.
我们知道那次的审判是何等的严厉啊！
We know that judgment is a great, severe judgment.
除了挪亚一家八口，地上没有一个人留下来的。
Apart from these eight persons in his family, no one else survived.
这是旧约历史中间一个大的审判。
This is a great judgment in Old Testament.
挪亚的一家八口，所以能够蒙保守。
The family of Noah can be protected, can be saved.
因为他们敬畏神。
Because they fear the Lord.
他们认识神的公义。
They knew the righteousness of God.
他们在那个时代中传公义的道。
So in that time, they preached the message of God's justice.
我们知道今天呢，传恩典的道容易。
We know today it's easy to preach the gospel of grace.
传公义的道不容易。
It's not easy to preach the gospel of righteousness.
如果你自己不行义。
If yourself does not do righteousness, you cannot talk about justice.
弟兄姊妹们，今天这个时代。
Today,
需要公义。
This time needs God's justice.
不仅世界需要公义，神的儿女们需要公义。
Not only the world needs God's justice, but also people of God.
神的家需要公义。
The family of God needs His justice.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在教会历史上
，In the church history,
最讲公义的神的百姓。最讲究公义的。
Those brothers, those people of God who emphasize God's righteousness,
那就是清教徒。
Are those Puritans?
啊，清教徒，他们传福音也是传公义的福音。
Though the Puritans preached a gospel of God's righteousness, God's justice.
他们传福音叫人害怕。
When they preach the gospel, people become afraid.
有一个弟兄传福音讲地狱。
And a brother who preached the gospel talk about the hell.
讲到了可怕的地步，那些福音朋友们都起来抓着椅子，抱着柱子。
And it was so dreadful the message has produced that even they hold on to their chairs or benches.
弟兄姊妹们，他们深深地知道神的公义的重要。
Brothers and sisters, they deeply understood the importance of God's justice.
所以在清教徒的当中，许多弟兄们都传公义，传公义的信息。
So among the Puritans, many preachers preach about the gospel of righteousness.
我们知道，美国开国的时候是清教徒在这里。
We know the foundation of this country began with the Puritans.
他们把神的公义带到这个地上。
They have brought God's justice into this land.
两三百年，美国就成为全世界第一强国。
In 200 or 300 years, the U.S. has become the strongest nation, powerful nation.
建造在神的公义上。
Because the foundation is upon God's justice.
但是今天
，However today,
你我再来到这个国度
，If we come once again to this country,
我们看见公义已经被破坏了。
See that foundation of righteousness has been ruined.
整个国家开始下坠。
And this whole country has started to decline.
只有公义使邦国能够被建立。
Only justice can establish a nation or a kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天外面可以不公义
，And outwardly there are unrighteousness.
不管别的团体情况怎样
，And outside there are unrighteousness. It doesn't matter what other people's conditions are.
我们必须信义。
But we have to be righteous.
必须行公义。
We have to do justice.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我记得我年轻的时候
，I remember when I was young，
我们教会的光景还算不错的
，and the church conditions was pretty good，
也蛮复兴的
，and also very revival。
那个时候呢，前面的弟兄们呢教导我们
，and brothers before us taught us，
教我们学最基本的功课。
And want us to learn the basics.
要学会认罪
to learn how to confess our sins,
学会认错,
and to ask, to also confess our mistakes.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这个认罪认错就是行义啊。
You understand to confess our sins or mistakes is to do justice.
要做主眼中看为对的事情。
We need to do what is right in the sight of God.
我记得我年轻的时候是这样的。
I remember I'm doing this when I was young.
做错一点点事情，马上就去道歉。
And if I did anything wrong, I will go to apologize.
讲错话就要道歉。
And if I spoke wrong, I will apologize.
做错事要道歉。
If I did something wrong, I need to confess.
我们很多弟兄姊妹因为行义，
because many brothers and sisters are doing the right thing,
他们也受到一些的逼迫。
And they were also persecuted.
举一个简单的例子。
Give one example.
我们一位弟兄他是在这个水利公司做事情，自来水厂做事情。
A brother is working in the water company.
啊，结果呢？有一次他们集体贪污。
So one time the whole company was corrupted. They were
他们收到了一笔钱之后，他们公司办公室人大家就分了。
They received some bribery and then they distributed among all the workers.
正好我们那个弟兄不在。
Because our brother was not in presence.
所以当他回来的时候。
So when he returned,
他一打开抽屉，
when he opened his drawer,
一包钱在那里，
a stack of money was there.
那我们弟兄是真的是很爱主的。
Our brother truly loved the Lord.
他知道这个是不义的钱，不能拿的。
He knows this is unrighteous money. He cannot receive it.
因此他就把这个钱拿去给他的主管说，对不起。我不能接受这个。
So he returned this money to his boss and says, I'm sorry, I cannot accept this.
结果因为他把这个钱交回去了。
But because he has returned this money,
所有人都把钱交回去了。
Everyone returned the money back.
大家都骂他，骂得不得了。
Everybody rebuked him.
但是那一段时间，弟兄姊妹们。
But during those times,
在教会中类似这种行义的事情非常多。
And things like this are many in the churches.
所以我们要从很小的事情上面开始做起。
So we need to start with small matter.
我们甚至有的时候弟兄他们一出门的时候那个门蹦关太大声音。
Sometimes when our brothers and sisters leaving the room shutting the door with a loud bang.
他马上跑过来说弟兄对不起刚才门声音太大。
He just returned and apologized to brothers and sisters. Sorry, I just made big noise.
所以在那一段时间的里面，教会似乎变得很清洁了。
So during that time, the church seems to be very clean.
教会的光景满了主的祝福。
And the condition of the church is full of God's blessing.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
行义的生活是非常的重要。
To do justice, the life to do justice is very important. And we shall begin with confessing a smallest mistake.
所以我们今天何等需要主给我们这个恩典。
Today, how much we need God to give us this grace.
教会不仅是传公义的道。
Not only the church shall preach the gospel of righteousness.
在教会里面大家都要行义。
And in the church, everyone needs to do the righteous thing.
这个实在是需要主非常大的恩典。
This indeed will depend on the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我就说神的公义的要求是非常非常的细致。
And let me tell you that requirement of God's righteousness is so in detail.
我给你们讲一个我自己的失败的例子。
Let me give you one example of my failure.
后来到洛杉矶啊。
Later on, I went to Los Angeles.
有一次呢，一个在大学读书的一个学生是个弟兄啊。
A brother who is studying in a college.
我也不知道为什么，突然有一个感动啊，就说呢，你奉献100块帮助他一下。
All of a sudden, the Lord gave me a burden to give $100 to help this college student.
我这里面冲动，马上100块啊！结果呢，又碰到机会，所以没给他。
So I do have that urge, but there's no opportunity for me to give him that.
就过两天啊
，two days later.
因为那个时候我出来，我也很穷，我也不是很有钱。
Because I was also very poor, I do not have much money.
我就想说，哎呀，他恐怕呢不需要这么多钱吧。
So I was thinking, maybe he doesn't need that much money.
所以我给他减一半，变五十了。
So I reduced the amount to 50.
我想大概五十就够了。
I feel like maybe 50 is sufficient.
所以后来我就奉献五十。
So I just offered 50.
但是我这个一奉献出去
，But when I gave out,
我里面立刻觉得受责备。
And I feel reprimanded inside.
你看看，主说我感动是一百，你就给他给他五十。
The Lord says, I gave you the burden of 100, but you only gave him 50.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这些事情非常的微小。
Sisters, don't consider this just a small matter.
但在这其中，我们学到了一些的功课。
But from it, we learn some precious lesson.
基督徒要做出眼中看为对的事。
Christians shall do things righteous in the sight of God.
叫你做，你就做。
If God asks you to do something, do it.
亚伯拉罕为什么会被神称为义呢？
Why would Abraham be called righteous person?
因为他信神的话。
Because he believed in the word of God.
他也听神的话。
He also obeyed God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在旧约，当神一个大的审判临到地上的时候，
In the Old Testament time, when this great judgment came,
这里有一个人，
Here is a person.
他听神的话，敬畏神。
He feared the Lord. He listened, obeyed God's word.
他做主眼中看对的事情。
He did what's righteous in the sight of God.
建造了一个方舟。
He built an ark.
结果他的全家八口都蒙恩。
And all eight persons in his family are saved.
所以彼得就举了这么一个例子。
So Peter gave this example.
啊，然后呢，他另外又举了一个例子。
And then he gave another.
讲这个罗德。
Talk about Lot.
这个时代中，很多人连罗德都赶不上了。
So I often feel like in our times, not many people can compare even to Lot.
那个罗德呢，他的心还会觉得忧伤。
And Lot, his heart can be tormented.
这个圣经这里这个心这个字啊
，He's here seek his soul.
哎，你看英文写的对是他的魂呢。
And his righteous soul.
哎，罗德里面一个义魂。
In him there is that righteous soul.
弟兄姊妹们，这里呢，彼得举这个例子。
Peter gave this example.
他已经把这个行义的那个门槛拉得很低了。
He has actually lowered the threshold of doing righteousness.
我们如果赶不上挪亚
，If we cannot compare with Noah,
至少我们也得像罗德啊。
At least we shall compare with Lot.
你今天为这个世界的情况，弟兄姊妹们，我们看是不是很忧心呢
？Today the world around us, the conditions of this world, do we feel tormented, oppressed?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们真是需要主的怜悯。
We indeed need the Lord's mercy.
今天地上的教会。
Today the church on earth,
对罪恶、对错误要有感觉。
We need to have a sensitive heart towards sin and mistakes.
如果没有感觉，那是非常危险的一件事情。
If we have lost our sense, then it is a very, very dangerous thing.
就像得麻风病一样。
It's like you have a great leprosy.
我们知道主耶稣在世时很多麻风病人。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, there are many lepers.
这麻风病人最大特点是什么呢
？What is the greatest characteristic of the leper？
就他们已经失去了对外界的反应的能力。
They have lost the ability to respond to the environment.
你那个火炉很烫，我们不敢碰，他碰着没感觉了。
And this fire is so burning, but they do not feel painful.
所以手被烧坏了，他也没感觉。
Even their hands are burned, they have no sense.
失去感觉。
They have lost their feeling.
今天如果我们对周遭的这些情况，我们就失去感觉，是很可怕的。
If we have lost all feelings for the things around us, and it is very dangerous.
我常常有时候在聚会里面看见一些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Many times I see young people in our meeting.
他们有的时候对世界上所发生的一些罪恶的东西啊
，Sometimes toward those things happening around in the world，
他们有另外一种解释
，They have another way of explaining it。
然后呢，一点的感觉都没有。
Then they have no spiritual sense sensitivity。
我觉得这个非常危险。
I feel this is so dangerous。
弟兄姊妹，我们需要一个义魂。
Brothers and sisters, we need that righteous soul。
这个魂就是我们的心思意念情感。感觉对不对
？And the soul is our mind, our feelings, our emotions.
我想这可能是 罗德受到了亚伯拉罕的影响。
I believe Lot has been influenced by Abraham.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，所以很多人讲，当年他为什么选择索多玛、俄摩拉呢
？Many brothers are saying that why he has chosen Sodom and Gomorrah.
他说可能受他的妻子的影响。
Maybe he was influenced by his wife.
所以做姊妹的要帮助弟兄啊。
So wives shall help your husbands.
啊，因为后来我们知道，那个他的妻子贪爱世界，变成个盐柱，对不对
？Later we understand his wife turned into a pillar of salt because his her loving of the world.
因此，有个解经的人就这么说、啊。
So a Bible scholar mentioned about
罗德是不得已的。
And Lot can is not able to overcome.
他没选择。
Because he cannot choose.
跟着妻子走了。
He had to follow his wife.
那实际上他心里面还是敬畏主的。
But in fact, his heart, righteous soul,
感谢主啊、
still fear the Lord.
他里面有个义的心思。
Thank the Lord, he has a righteous soul inside him.
所以他还能够相信神的话。
So he can still believe in the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
他不仅有义的心思，他有义的情感。
Not only he has a righteous mind, but also righteous emotion.
所以如果我们的心思是义，我们的情感是义的情感。
If we have a righteous feeling,
我们就能喜欢主所喜欢的。
Then we will like what God likes.
我们就能爱主所爱的。
We will love what God loves.
我们就会为着这个世界，如同主的感觉一样，会忧伤。
Then we can have the same feeling as the Lord. We will feel oppressed by the conditions of the world.
基督徒不能失去这个感觉。
So Christians cannot lose that sensitivity.
这里面有义的意志。
So there's the righteous will power.
就是他会做对的选择。
That means he can have the right choice.
所以在这里，彼得告诉我们。
So here Peter tells us,
主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探。
And the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们是生活在一个充满了试探引诱的环境的里面。
We're living in a world full of temptations.
所以我常常有时候这样讲。
Often I want to say,
在试探引诱的跟前没有伟人的，没有伟大的人的。
Oh, there is no great person in front of a temptation.
你看很多人试探一来就倒。
You see, many people when temptation comes, they fail.
不管你多有学问。
No matter how knowledgeable you are,
不管你地位多高
how educated, how noble you are,
试探一来就倒
whenever temptation comes, they fall.
这是魔鬼手中啊，用了最方便的一个工具。
And this is the most convenient instrument, tools
所以弟兄姊妹们，是多么可怕的一件事情。
How dreadful this is.
那么第三个他说举的例子就是那个巴兰。
The third example he gave is Balaam.
这个不义的先知。
This prophet of unrighteousness.
你知道神给他的恩典多大
？You know how great grace God has given him.
在民数记里面
，The Book of Numbers.
神三次带他到高处，让他看见整个以色列神的拣选的荣耀。
Three times God has shown him the glory of God's election from the top of the mountains.
多少犹太人的先知都没有看过这么大的荣耀。
Many prophets of Jews have not seen this glory.
他一个外邦的先知。
He was a prophet of the Gentiles.
哎呀，神这么样的重看他。
But God has emphasized him so much.
所以当他受到那个引诱的时候。
However, when he was tempted,
神为了拦阻他
in order to provoke, to stop him,
甚至叫那个驴子说人话
even the donkey speaking with a man's voice.
这个真的是太特别了，对不对？
This is so special.
就是这样，结果到最后呢，他仍旧是经不起。巴勒给他的 这些钱财的诱惑。
Even so, he still cannot overcome the temptation of Balak's money.
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
在教会历史中
，in In the Old Testament time, God has given such glorious vision to Balaam.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
因此我们知道一个基督徒一个侍奉主的人、啊、要追求魂的纯洁是多么重要的一件事。
Now we understand for a servant of God, it's so important to pursue the purification, salvation of the soul.
主到地上来的时候
When the Lord comes to the earth,
他的魂是纯洁的。
His soul is pure.
所以他也是说，这世界的王要来，但是他在我里面毫无所有。
He says, the prince of the world will come, and he has nothing in me.
Darby 弟兄讲
，The brother Darby said,
人的魂就是撒旦的工厂。
The soul of a man is the field of this.
如果你不活在自己的里面。
If you do not live in yourself,
你没有这种的贪心
if you do not have the greediness,
不能做什么的
and the enemy cannot do anything,
我们实在需要主的怜悯
we indeed need God's mercy.、
啊、我举一个例子给你们说明一下
Let me give you one example to illustrate.
我认识有一个传道人一个牧师呢
I know a pastor, a servant of God.
感谢主他一个非常好的见证
We thank the Lord, he has a wonderful testimony.
叫我里面都很感动
I'm greatly encouraged.
他侍奉主的时候
When he served the Lord,
他的儿子考取了医学院
His son has been admitted to a medical school.
因为他没多少钱
He is not rich.
所以有一个弟兄姊妹很有爱心
So a brother sent as a very loving heart.
就给他五千块
So give him $5,000.
是让这个钱帮助你的儿子去读书的。
And ask him to give to help his son to study.
如果我们一般人拿到钱，我们很高兴的，对不对
？Usually,
感谢主啊，主的供应的，对不对啊
？We receive the money, we're thankful, and because this is provision from God.
甚至你会有人说：“哦，耶和华以勒。”
Some will say Jehovah Jireh.
但是我们的弟兄不是这样。
But not this. Not what our brother said.
他拿到这笔钱，他在主前祷告。
We received the money. He prayed before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，这是真是你给我的吗
？”He asked, "Lord, is this indeed from you?"
我可以接受这个吗
？Can I accept it?
结果在他里面一个很清楚的感觉，你不可以接受这笔钱。
But there is a clear feeling inside that you cannot.
因此，他就把这五千块钱。退回那弟兄姊妹。
So he returned this $5,000 back to the brother and sister.
他说对不起。
He said, "I'm sorry."
主不让我拿这个钱。
The Lord doesn't allow me to accept.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
今天像这样侍奉主人也很少了。
Today, a servant like this are very few.
所以我们何等需要主的恩典。
How much we need God's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters.
啊，所以。巴兰也是一个可怕的失败的例子。
Balaam is a very dreadful example of failure.
侍奉主的人是要走义路的。
And the servant of God shall walk on the way of righteousness.
今天我们感谢主。
But today we need to thank the Lord.
我们所有的人都一样，我们里面是没有公义的。
Every one of us are the same. We have no righteousness inside.
罗马书已经告诉我了，告诉我们了。
Romans has told us,
没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is no righteous one. There is no one righteous.
既然圣经的话这样说
，Now that the word of God says so,
我们希望没有人说，哎呀，大家都不义，只有我是义，你也不义。
Let's hope that no one will say everybody is unrighteous but me.
在哥林多前书一章三十节的话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30,
感谢我们的主
we thank our God.
神使基督成为我们的义
God has made Christ our righteousness.
只有主耶稣被称作是那义者
Only Lord Jesus Christ is called that righteous person.
只有神的儿子是公义的
Only the Son of God himself is righteous.
但是他到我们的里面来
But he has come into our heart.
他把这个公义带给我们
He has brought this righteousness to us.
所以我们今天需要相信他。
So that's why today we shall believe in him.
所以因此在生活中间
，So in our life，
我们要学习跟随主。
We need to learn to follow the Lord.
要听他的话。
To hear his voice.
所以你记得在新约圣经的里面。
So you remember in the New Testament Bible，
天父出来说的话。
When God the Father spoke，
就这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
你们要听他。
You shall listen to him, hear him.
所以今天你如果要能过公义的生活，
today you want to live a life of righteousness.
你需要听他的话。
You need to pay attention and listen to his voice.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
你听他的话，
when you hear him,
你就能够行义。
Then you can do righteous.
这样，我们在神公义的要求底下。
So with the requirements demanding of God's righteousness, only in this way we can stand firm. So Christians, only Christ Jesus is our refuge. Outside of him, the world is so terrible, full of temptation, full of corruption, full of adultery, full of the temptation of money. Only in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个公义的世界。
This is the world of righteousness.
所以求主保守我们。
So may the Lord keep us.
不仅我们需要殷勤的追求，
Not only we need to pursue diligently.
我们还需要靠主耶稣基督避免很多的错误。
We shall also, by the grace of the Lord, to avoid many mistakes.
靠主耶稣基督的心意。
By the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do righteously.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得在晚年的时候，
But the sisters, in his
old age, 他的心是何等的迫切。
Peter's heart is so earnest.
他知道我离世的时候到了。
He knows my departure is imminent.
现在我一定要把最重要的事情告诉你们。
So I want to tell you the most important matter.
因此他写下了彼得后书。
That's why he wrote this second letter of Peter.
所以今天我们感谢神，有这么样的一卷书卷在我们的手里。
So today we thank God we have this letter in our hands.
愿主用这些话，让我们能经得起末后时代的考验。
So because of these words, let us be able to pass the test of the last days.
当主的国度降临的时候，
When the kingdom comes,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们能够丰丰富富进神的国。
Then we all can enter abundantly into this kingdom of God.
我们低头来点祷告。
Let's bow our head and offer the word of prayer.
主啊，时候已经到了末了。
Lord, time is at the end, near the end.
我们知道，你仍旧给我们很多的机会。
We know you have measured to us more opportunities.
我们求你，让我们珍惜眼前的日子。
We ask that you help us to treasure these days before us.
真是给我们智慧的心。
Given us a heart of wisdom.
让我们知道如何数算自己的年日。
We know how to count our days.
叫我们能够蒙恩在你的跟前。
So we can receive more grace before you.
主啊，我们渴望。
Lord, we desire.
当你的国度天国降临的时候。
When your kingdom of heaven comes.
我们能够和历世历代许多爱主的圣徒们。
We can enter into this kingdom with all the saints who love you throughout the generations. We also ask that in the remaining days on earth, we can accumulate the wealth of Christ. Not only we can enter into your kingdom, but also enter into it abundantly.
主啊，开我们的眼睛
，Lord, open our eyes，
让我们能看见
，so we can see，
开通我们的耳朵
，open our ears，
让我们能听见
，so we can hear。
愿你的怜悯临到我们
，may your mercies fall upon us，
救我们脱离这个可怕的世代
，save us out of these dreadful times。
当你的大审判要临到这个地上的时候
，when your great judgment fall upon this earth，
我们像挪亚的一家一样。
We just become like family of Noah.
能够脱开这个审判。
That we can avoid this great judgment.
求你用恩典的手扶持我们。
May you sustain us with a gracious hand.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.